Atlanta has the fifth highest rate of new HIV diagnoses, but recent CDC data shows annual infections have dropped by around 18% nationwide and by about 6% in Georgia. Here to talk about this is Tiffany Roan. She's the Georgia Regional Director for the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. It's good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
First, can we establish why Georgia and Atlanta especially has higher rates than most of the nation?
Well, there are several reasons why we have higher rates. But, you know, here in Georgia, we are fifth in the nation. And as a city, the city of Atlanta actually ranks fifth amongst metropolitan areas. And a lot of it has to do with, of course, socioeconomic status, access to medications, access to care. We also have to talk about our MSM population as well. And that's where we see our staggering rates and disparities.
This is something actually that Matt Terrell talks about. He's a freelance journalist in Atlanta. He installed the pyramid-shaped marker outside the Center for Civil and Human Rights. That artwork I was speaking of, it is updated weekly with figures on the number of people in Atlanta with HIV. And here is Terrell.
HIV is a human rights issue. Lack of respect for human rights, such as access to education, in particular sex education, lack of access to health care. When you don't respect these human rights issues, HIV actually is exacerbated and grows in communities.
So that leads me to the question on how we've started to bring the rates down. Are we addressing some of these things that Matt's talking about?
Well, really, the rates are coming down due to some of the preventative measures that have been made available. Now, I will say that we still have a long ways to go whenever we're talking about access, particularly in the state of Georgia, where things like Medicaid expansion did not take place. Most of the care that we provide for individuals who aren't able to have insurance or afford insurance on their own that are HIV positive is through our Y and White federal program. That is a program that Georgia has received increased funding for throughout the most recent years, which I think has contributed to some of those reductions. But we're still having a lot of disparities, particularly amongst African-American population. And that's, again, not just going back to access to the Ryan White program, but there's so many caveats there. We have a lot of individuals who still fall in the gap, and there are limitations to what can be provided, even with those funds available. And without Medicaid expansion, you still have hundreds of thousands of individuals in Georgia who do not have the appropriate access, even if they are able and willing to get tested. What do we do with them then if we don't have funding and access for them?
Now, one of our producers spoke a couple years ago with a young man named Lamar Yarbrough. He is both HIV positive and has AIDS, and he talked a little bit about this racial disparity. He feels that there's actually not enough people in the Black community speaking up about this.
You don't have a lot of people who are advocates, who are African-American men that I've seen, you know, growing up. We are dying from this. And so, therefore, it makes me step up to the plate and say I need to be a leader and to educate my fellow people of color so that for we don't die from this epidemic.
How much does it matter who's the advocate and what they look like and what community they belong to?
Oh, it matters a great deal. It matters a great deal because especially when you're talking about the African-American population, there are a lot of cultural stigma. And, you know, one of the things that we have to be able to do in the African-American community is understand that this is not a special population issue. This is a community-wide issue. It's not an issue of the gay community. It's not an issue of drug users. This is something that's ravaging the entire African-American community. So to take the stigma away.
Okay, since we're speaking about stigma, you know, when HIV/AIDS first sort of burst onto the American scene, at least, a lot of people didn't want to talk about it because it is an STD. They didn't want to talk about it because in many ways, unfairly, it was associated with the gay community. And let's go back to Matt Terrell, freelance journalist in Atlanta, who designed the artwork that's outside the Center for Civil and Human Rights right now. He says that he feels, it sounds like what he's saying is that he feels HIV and AIDS are just not being spoken enough about.
You know, when you look around, there are lots of people, politicians, healthcare professionals, doctors, lawyers, business people, people who may think that they are not at risk for HIV. They may never know somebody who is HIV positive. I want to communicate to these people that HIV is still a problem and that we all live with HIV.
To what extent do you think HIV and AIDS have sort of fallen out of common discussion?
Oh, it's absolutely fallen out of common discussion. And one of the hardest things that we face is balancing giving hope to those who are living with HIV to know that there are great medications and interventions out there, but at the same time, not normalizing it to where particularly our millennials and our younger generation don't take it seriously. And unfortunately, we see in our AIDS service organizations right now here in Georgia, particularly our millennials coming in, not just one at a time getting tested, but coming in groups getting tested. And, you know, it's very heartbreaking because I've even had an 18-year-old individual come in for testing and with another friend. And I was just kind of talking with them. And his exact words to me were, you know, I know tons of people who have HIV. It's not a big deal. You know, you have medications you take every day. And he actually said to me, it's like taking a vitamin every day.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Tiffany Roan. She's the Georgia Regional Director for the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. And yet, Tiffany, what we're talking about here is at least, especially nationwide, a massive drop in the number of new infections for HIV. So something's working. What do you think has been the most effective part?
I think the most effective part has been the medications. And the reason I say that is because we know that if people who do know that they're positive and they're in care and they're on medications and they're healthier, they're virally suppressed. And we do know that the more virally suppressed a person is, the lower their rate of transmission is to others. And so, you know, it's taken a while, but it's a term called prevention or treatment is prevention. I think that has a great deal to do with it. Of course, you know, we have things like PrEP, which are positive interventions that could be used in particular situations, specific situations. But keeping those viral loads, because if you stated earlier that the rates of AIDS has definitely decreased and the rates of deaths because of AIDS has decreased, but you're still looking at a high number of individuals who are living with HIV. I mean, in Georgia alone, we have 53,000 Georgians who are HIV positive. And if you want to drill down, the city of Atlanta, over almost 32,000 of them are right here in the city of Atlanta. And if those numbers persist, you're looking at one in every 51 Georgians being diagnosed with HIV in their lifetime. So although we do have some positive interventions that are helping, we still cannot get comfortable with the numbers.
What are you worried about in the future? These are positive numbers. I know you said not to get comfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm not comfortable, but they're still going in the right direction. But what concerns you, especially as the Congress starts debating whether to repeal the ACA or not, which might limit even further access to healthcare? How worried are you about something like that?
That is the biggest worry of the HIV community and the medical community as a whole, because, again, treatment is what has really helped reduce the community viral load. And if we have individuals who don't have access to providers, healthcare providers, and access to the medications that are needed, we will see transmission rates increase. And so that is probably my biggest concern. Something else that we do also need to pay attention to, and that same data, they talked about injection drug usage and how there has been a decrease in HIV rates with injection drug users. Again, can't get comfortable with that because although that is true and that is positive, we are in the midst of an opioid addiction increase in the country and within the state of Georgia as well. And so with that increase in opiate usage, we're now going to see injection drug increase, which then we'll see HIV increase. So we need to continue to advocate with our local and state legislators on harm reduction programs like clean needle exchanges so that we can keep those numbers at that reduced rate.
So then let's talk about one more thing, and I want to go back to Lamar Yarbrough, who is HIV positive and also has AIDS. And he's talking specifically about why this is a special problem in the South.
Pretty much within the South, we do an abstinence-only teaching. And if you were to catch an STD, I remember the video. I mean, it was like, you know, the steam rising. You had to be in a dark alley, you know, the girls with the short skirts on, guys with the sagging pants. And I remember, like, you know, friends and I, we kind of checked out because, like, that's not us. You know, we talk proper, you know. We do what we're supposed to do. It just didn't apply to us.
So what kind of changes have we seen in education? You're shaking your head already. We haven't.
The education system is a very difficult system to intersect whenever you're trying to do anything but sexual health. You know, we've talked about HIV rates, but let's not forget Georgia also ranks top 3 to 5 for every STD in the nation. And that is a sign and a symptom of where our HIV rates are
going. Wow, wait a second. I want to go back to that statistic.
Yes.
Georgia rates between either the top three or five in the nation for every single STD?
Gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis. We had a massive syphilis outbreak in Georgia just a few years ago. So it's not just about HIV. We're talking about STDs in general, and that goes back to education. You know, one of the problems that we have in updating the education as provided to our youth is school boards. You know, each individual municipality gets to decide what they want to allow. So it's not a federal mandate that can be slapped down and says, we change, you know, sex education in schools. Each individual municipality gets to decide what they allow in. And unfortunately, HIV education is not a big one. We have a lot of outside organizations who typically try to get that education to the youth through after-school programs and outside programs. But getting it into the schools, we have just not been extremely successful overall within the state of Georgia of making that happen.
So we have a couple minutes left, and I wanted to go back to this artwork that is now standing outside the Center for Civil and Human Rights. It looks like a little pyramid, and yes, it keeps a running tally of people who new infections of, yes, HIV. Why does it belong outside the Center for Civil and Human Rights? If we're talking about a healthcare issue, why is it there?
Just as the clip that you played from Matt Terrell, the artist earlier, HIV is a civil and human rights issue because, again, we're going back to the right to have access to health care. We're talking about stigma and we're talking about discrimination against different classes of individuals because they are stigmatized, as we spoke earlier, with the idea of HIV. So it's very much a civil rights issue. And when you look at what is connected to HIV, it is not just homosexuality. It's poverty. It's lack of education. It's, socioeconomic status, and all of those are civil rights issues. So it very much belongs in outside of the right of the Civil and Human Rights Museum. And actually, I love where it's placed because it's right in between the Civil Rights Museum and the Atlanta Mission.
Yeah.
And the two are so linked because you have individuals there who are impoverished, who are homeless, who are drug users. And right, all of those things are what lead to HIV cases.
That is Tiffany Roan. She's the Georgia Regional Director for the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Tiffany, thank you.
Thank you for having me.